What is fulfillment? And why do we want it, or lack it? I have been sitting here pondering if Source knows that humanity is not happy. The humanity has been taken on a path where fulfillment isn't even a thing. Where life is all about what you have, not what you feel. You could argue that a feeling is something you have, and you would be right. And also, you would be wrong. Ultimately, when push comes to shove, we consider who we are, we consider what our life is, what we feel. And when you feel good about yourself, you feel that your life is good. I have a client who feels that she is not enough. She is not who she should be. She is not where she should be. Those are feelings. And she is that. Trying to not be who she is, not where she is. So whether it is by design, whether it is an accurate way to feel who we, humans, feel that who we are is the sum total of what we feel. And what we feel is a lot more in our ability to attain, than we think. But only if we know what leads, what activity, what principles, what path, what words lead to a feeling that makes us feel valuable. Most children end up getting feedback from their parents that they are worthless. Worthless is easy to get to, there are many paths that lead to it. Not running fast enough? Bum, you are worthless. Not keeping up with your parents? Bum. You are worthless. Not able to unlock the car door from the inside? Yeah, you guessed right, you are worthless. You are afraid to sleep in your bed and climb into your parents in the middle of the night. Worthless. The Tootsie Rolls aren't for you. They are for trick-or-treaters. Yeah, you end up feeling worthless. These are examples of some of my students' path to end up feeling worthless. The Anna Karenina principle says, the path back to worthy, the path back to valuable is just the opposite. Maybe there is only one way to feel worthy. To feel valuable. For yourself. Not for the world. For yourself. When you are on your deathbed, you are really not concerned with what other people think of you. You are concerned with what you think of yourself. If you feel valuable, you feel good about yourself. But I don't mean you feel valued. Valued is a judgment from other people. No, I don't mean valued. It can be nice, but it doesn't affect how you feel about yourself. All the things that other people think of you won't matter a whit. The only thing that will matter, and truth be told, the only thing has ever mattered is what you felt about yourself. The misery that most people experience and suppress is not about what other people think about them. It is about what they feel about themselves. I have clients of whom the world thinks very highly. They are good mothers, for example. Or they are good this or that. Or a great hostess, a great cook, a beautiful looking person. Maybe they are funny. Well dressed. But inside, they are miserable. Because they are not duped by what other people think of them. They feel that they are worthless, they are not who they could be. The who that they can love. When I muscle test someone, I often ask, are they happy? And I have never found anyone where the muscle test said, yes, they are happy. Now why aren't they happy? Because what I am saying in this article is not common knowledge. Because people listen to what the world says, and repeat it in their heads, and in that vantage point they give no relevance to how they feel about themselves. One of my favorite people has been Alex Hormozi. Is he happy? No. Is he amazing? Yes. Could he feel really valuable and be proud of who he is? Yes. Does he? No. Let's compare Alex Hormozi and me, shall we? I am old. And decrepit. Barely scraping by. Financially. Physically. I haven't left my apartment for years. I have no friends. My brothers and me wish each other happy birthday, but that is the extent of our relationship. I am not a millionaire, I don't influence thousands. And I am not a star. Looking from the outside, there is nothing I should be proud of. Nothing worldly. And yet. I am proud of myself. I feel valuable. And therefore I am happy. I feel happy. And I don't scramble to be something other than I am. I am who I have always wanted to be. This is what is called fulfillment. Fulfillment is a happy, contented feeling. Feeling happy and satisfied about life, feeling that your abilities and talents are being fully used. Would I feel more fulfilled if I have more clients? If I made more money? No. I wouldn't. Why? I would probably feel more used instead. I would feel that I am fodder. Instead of having the choice to do what I do, at a pace that I can be excellent at, and consider my happiness above all. In the Fulfillment Challenge, we are going to build a structure for fulfillment. We have 5 days for it, so it will be the structure that you can use, and reuse again. Not during the 5 days, but whenever you are ready. Whenever you have the time. And every time you use it, you increase your capacity to feel fulfilled. Because what you fulfill upon is the possibility that you are, for yourself. Pre-application for the fulfillment challenge.